Welcome to Crooked Stories Theater, where each week we bring you strange and quirky tales, stories with a small twist, an odd setting, a unique character. It could be a drama, a light horror, a sitcom, really any kind of story, as long as it's just a bit crooked. Today, we're excited to bring you part three of our eight-part supernatural Western drama, Devil's Due.
Previously on Devil's Due. You can't outrun it, what you've done.
You'll get what you deserve.
You don't get riding soon, you might never see those two idiots again.
You're gonna shoot me and take the money.
I saw it with my own eyes. You shot me!
And now we present Devil's Due, Episode 3, A Dance with the Devil.
The preacher's face twisted with a smile as he rode away. He knew what was coming, and he looked forward to it. He didn't bother to wait, to watch Nate charge down the hill. He'd see the young man soon enough, and then the game would officially commence.
Sir! Sir! Wake up! Wake up, sir!
The young man rolled Walt from atop Marvin and Dirk's bodies.
Walt! Walt, wake up!
Holy hell! Did you see that? Did you?
I saw everything.
So I'm not crazy. That damn snake wanted to kill me. Like it was personal or something.
The snake?
Yes, the snake. What do you think we're talking about here? Damn thing bit me at least five times.
Nathan contemplated. How would he explain? A snake turning into a man? Couldn't have been real. But Nathan knew it was. He was certain of what he saw. Didn't mean Walt wouldn't think him crazy.
We need to get you to a doctor.
Now don't you think if I was gonna die, I'd done it already? No. Gather up the money. You take half, I'll take the other half.
Why would you... Wait a sec. You were gonna leave me. You are going to leave me.
There's no way to tell you this but straight. You ain't cut out for this game.
I followed you last night. You didn't even know it.
One day with you. One. And that was enough to realize you can't hold your own in a game. You can't follow simple instructions, and to say you're naive, well, that'd be like saying a river has a few drops of water. You should ride on home.
I sold everything I owned to buy this horse. I did that based on your reputation and a promise. You're right, though. I'm not cut out for this because I looked at you and saw a man who'd keep his word. And I bet on the wrong guy.
I'm assuming you still got the ring.
Yeah, I got it.
We best get there soon. We don't know where it'll go next. First things first, though. On the saddle there. Grab the shovel.
Nathan did most of the digging, as Walt still had a fair amount of venom to process. Thankfully, the ground was forgiving enough that the deed was done before nature had made the task even more unpleasant.
So, a few words, I guess. Dear God, if you got room for 'em, well, I'd recommend keeping an eye on them. If there's trouble to be had, I'm sure they'll find it. Amen.
I didn't know you believed in God.
Suppose I do. Feels like a safe bet, anyway.
If a person believes in God, do they have to believe in the devil, too?
I believe that's the way it works, yes.
But does it work in reverse? Like, if you know the devil's real, do you have to believe in God?
Feels like that'd be prudent.
And if that's true, then what about
Think we can get to riding, or you just want to sit here and talk about religion? Because it's a two-day ride ahead, and well, I left in a bit of a hurry, which means I didn't bring any food.
Contrary to their last ride together, this one was abundant in its long bouts of silence as both men processed their disagreement, along with the events of that night with the preacher and the snake. Their stomachs rumbled as they finally rode into Great Bend. Bigger than Ellsworth, Great Bend's size meant a restaurant awaited, likely of higher quality than the typical saloon or boarding house fare. It'd be their first opportunity to spend some of their ill-gained cash.
Grab some grub. Keep an eye out for that couple. We'll give them the ring, then hit the tables tonight.
Nathan, however, was driven to another stop first. As soon as they had the horses tied, he turned straight for the church.
What in God's name's got you so focused? You ain't never seen dead men before.
You go on ahead. I'll be over in a minute.
Suit yourself.
Walt turned toward the restaurant. He'd barely had time to settle in when he saw Nathan out the window. The young man was backing from the church, a look of terror on his face. Walt knew the roast beef would have to wait. He grabbed his hat and rushed to the church.
Hey, you all right there?
Nathan didn't need to answer. As soon as Walt started up the steps, he could see for himself. The preacher stood inside the church, chatting with the local pastor. He turned to Walt and smiled. Never one to shy from confrontation, Walt pressed inside.
A regular Lazarus, I see. Come to save your soul? Or maybe you're here to return my money.
Maybe I'm just here to warn this town about the scams you run.
You can't talk about a man of God that way. Not in my church.
I'm sure you're a good man, Pastor. I'm equally sure that this man here is a liar and a swindler.
Nathan grabbed Walt's arm and pulled him from the church.
What are you?
I have to tell you, you didn't see what I saw.
I'm not the sort to keep his mouth shut on matters such as these.
No, Walt, you don't understand. I'm talking about last night. That man, he's... I saw him. He was the snake.
I know he's a snake. That's what I'm trying to tell that poor pastor.
No, he was the snake that bit you. You'd collapsed and blacked out, and he... it was horrific. He was the snake, but then he turned back into him.
Nonsense.
Walt pulled free and stomped back into the church. He glared at the preacher, who gave it right back, an old school standoff.
Some people have such little faith. Isn't that right, Pastor? It's confusing, especially at a time when it's so important to believe in something.
The pastor slowly lifted from the ground, his eyes filled with terror as he hung suspended in the air. He fought to speak, but no words came. The preacher kept his eyes locked on Walt.
Leave him be.
Do you believe in anything, Walter? Destiny, perhaps? Are you ready for it? Your destiny? Are you ready to dance with the devil?
Walt could clearly see the slits in the preacher's eyes. His eyes danced to the young pastor, fighting to catch his breath. Walt pulled his pistol, pointed it at the preacher. Another bluff, but he was running out of plays.
I said let him go.
I'll ask again. Are you ready to dance with the devil?
Walt only had one move remaining.
Bring it on, asshole.
Then allow me to play my first cards.
The preacher pointed to the church window. There, Walt watched as a young woman rode past.
Rachel.
The pastor fell to the floor, dead. Walt spun back around. The preacher was gone. Walt ran outside.
Rachel! Rachel!
He looked to Nathan.
Did you see her? The young woman! She rode right by!
Walt didn't wait for an answer. He ran to his horse, and Nathan watched as he frantically rode back and forth, checking every nook and cranny of the town. Wasn't long before he galloped back to Nathan.
Mount up, let's go!
Where are you going?
Stay if you won't. Here!
With that, Walt rode out of town, a cloud of dust in his wake. Nathan fought to untie his horse. He quickly mounted up and rushed to follow. It was hours later. Walt had stopped to rest. A figure emerged from the shadows beyond the fire.
Hold it right there. Announce yourself.
It's me, Nathan. Didn't think I'd catch up with you.
You ride slow.
Where are you?
Nathan froze mid-sentence as Walt reached for a pistol. Realizing the old man was also reaching for bullets, Nathan spun around, searched for the threat.
Shh! Don't move.
Walt pointed to the edge of the fire's reach. There, a rabbit sniffed at the air. Walt finished loading the gun and took aim.
I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. Dang it!
Over there!
Hold still, you son of a...
Right there!
Dang it!
Over there!
Walt drew his arm back, ready to throw the pistol at his still very much alive furry mark. Walt spun around.
That wasn't me.
Well, it sure as hell wasn't me.
The men dove for cover, what little of it there was.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know.
Confusion swept over Walt's face. He pointed.
The rabbit!
I'm not really worried about the rabbit right now, sir.
No, look, it's dead. Clean shot.
They shot it?
We move, we're dead.
I don't think so, sir.
If they can hit a rabbit from that distance, they sure as hell can hit us.
Yeah, exactly. But they didn't.
That a chance you want to take?
Nathan stood up. Tentatively, of course. He couldn't be 100% sure. Still, he was hungry, and while one rabbit wouldn't be enough to fill their stomachs, it was better than nothing, and a mite better than lying face down eating the dirt all night. He calmly picked up the carcass, brought it back to the fire, and began preparing their meal. Walt waited. Finally, he stood and scanned the horizon. On a hill, backlit by a bright moon, a figure looked down. Walt waved. What else was there to do? The figure turned and disappeared behind the hill. With the horses rested and at least a few bites of meat in his belly, Walt was happy to be riding again. He needed answers, and there was only one place to get them.
Wake up, you son of a bitch!
The door swung open. Nathan pressed against the outside cabin wall as he watched Walt charge in.
You said she was dead!
Nathan wanted no part of the fight inside. He listened as the men scuffled. Slowly, he reached to his ankle.
Come on, Walt. Stop it, please.
From inside his boot, he pulled out a small gun. His hand shaking, he raised it toward the cabin doorway.
Next on Devil's Due.
He went to fetch a doctor. He should be back soon.
It won't make a difference. I didn't hear you come in.
You invited me, child.
I don't remember.
His presence changes nothing of our deal.
I'm trying to understand. No!
Episode 4. Were It That Easy. Thank you for listening to Crooked Stories Theater. Tune in each week for new episodes or even completely new projects. If you enjoy our stories, please help us spread the word and follow us on your favorite platform. And if you're listening on a platform that allows reviews or ratings, well, we'd sure appreciate the boost of a good review. Finally, we invite you to visit crookedstories.com for more information on who we are, our actors, our stories, and upcoming projects. You might even bump into a bit of bonus content, such as downloadable scripts. Again, thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon.